Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a, it's a 27,000 square foot enclosure holding 50 million with M, 50 million rounds of ammunition. And very shortly, I really got to go down there and just walk around in there. Just walk around and film it. I just got to walk around and film it for you. Because I have a hard time quantifying that in my mind. And all of that is on the website. All of that is available. The prices are insane. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Are we ready for a recap? When I was growing up, we called retreaded tires, the recycled tires, recaps. And in the Senate, they're going to try to recap Manchin Toomey. We've got in the works, possibly, is Manchin Toomey 2. Right now, they're trying to decide whether they want to resurrect their failed 2013 gun control bill. Harry Reid has some plans on that, too. They're considering ways to renew this failed push to pass what they believe would be meaningful gun control legislation in light of what happened in Charleston, which this would not have affected at all. If whenever you see somebody out there pushing for expanded background, universal background checks, what they're really telling you is we want a registry. Never let that slip from your mind. Because in order for that to work, there has to be a registry. Every gun has to be accounted for in order for that to work. Now, we already know how well that would work because we can just look at New York where 95% of the guns are not registered. But this doesn't keep them from wanting to do it. And I try real hard. I struggle with this thing to where I try to give politicians this I try to give them the benefit of the doubt almost every time I think about one, and I just can't get past the part where these guys are narcissistic egomaniacs. You know, Pat Toomey has not been in the limelight since Manchin Toomey failed. He has not been in the limelight, so now here he comes. Separate interviews Tuesday night at a reception before a ceremony hosted by Sandy Hook families where Toomey was honored. The senators discussed their desire to find a new way forward. We want to make sure we have the votes. Pat's going to have to, and I'll work with him, to get some of our colleagues on the Republican side, adding that he hasn't talked directly to Toomey about a revival. Manchin specifically mentioned an effort aimed at keeping guns out of the hands of people diagnosed with mental illness. And this is really just an idea. This isn't even put together the right way. And because it isn't put together the right way, we're barely past the part of the conceptual. Because they went down hard last time. The last time, in April of 2013, when this was voted on, the measure that got the most amount of votes in that particular day was Cornyn's federal reciprocity bill. That got the most votes that particular day. They're trying to figure out something, according to Toomey, that would get the 60 votes that they would need in the Senate. Toomey was presented with the Sandy Hook Champion Award, and he took it with no regrets after pushing the Manchin-Toomey bill, saying he'd do it again in a heartbeat. Now, here's the thing about this mental illness thing. Mental illness is a red herring. I'm all for keeping the guns out of the hands of the dangerously mentally ill. The not dangerously mentally ill, I don't even know if they have any interest in owning one. Okay? The vast majority of people with some form of mental illness, which is not temporary depression because your spouse dies, it's not temporary depression because you have open heart surgery or anything that, you know, so you go through a trauma and you have depression, that's just part and parcel of life. That's not mental illness. It's not a mental illness to be a little boy growing up in a schoolroom. That's not a mental illness. So I would have a lot easier time with this if the system actually worked, because far too many of these cats have slipped through the cracks. James Holmes slipped through the cracks. Aaron Alexis slipped through the cracks. Adam Lanza slipped through the cracks. Dylan Roof slipped through the cracks. All these guys were touched by the mental health apparatus. And that was it. That's all they were never embraced. They were never truly treated. And what we get out of this is a horrendous episode. If Aaron Alexis had been properly reported to Navy authorities about his mental state, as an example, his authorization to access secure facilities and information would have been revoked. What about those two shooting incidents he was involved in? He walked up on a car parked at a construction site, and because of the noise, he said he didn't remember doing it, but apparently in a blind rage, he shot the tires out on this car. Now let me try that here. Hello there, police officer types. Yeah, I don't remember anything about this. Yeah, I apparently was in blind rage. James Holmes sought three mental health professionals before he entered a movie theater, which was also a gun-free zone, and unleashed his frenzy of violence. He was already a subject of concern at the University of Colorado, where he was studying to get his PhD in neuroscience. Campus police ran a background check on him while he was there. Access to mental health care is, you know, of all the services out there, access to mental health care is the worst of everything available here in the United States. Most of the money that they use is spent on pills and outpatient care. And there's a vast majority of mental health patients that refuse to seek care because of the stigma, you know, they get stigmatized by it. Partially it's due to financial costs, but most said they thought their condition would improve on its own. That almost never happens. I understand the time thing. I mean, I'm still doing Heart Life Rehab, and I'm the only one out of my group that started back in March that is still doing it. And they will tell you, every one of the people that I started with would tell me or tell you that they just don't have the time to do it. And that's, you know, that's one of the saddest things I've ever heard in my life. There was one guy in my little group. He was in Cardio Life Rehab for the third time. So that didn't fix itself on its own now, did it? The majority of states have authorized reporting of mental health records to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. But Congress cannot force states to submit reports on the mental health of their respective residents into the NICS. That just isn't available. Not going to happen. And it's the worst part of health care out there today. And their treatment protocol is almost always pills. Here, take a pill, sign this non-aggression contract. Don't kill anybody till next week. I'll see you Tuesday. Pay on the way up. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference. Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm being asked a question a lot there on the in the chat room there, board. Can you answer that question? This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, if you're out there and you're looking for ammunition, when you go to Ammunition Depot, you're going to find that everything that's on the website on that given day is for sale. It's available at the price they have marked, which is insane. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Recently, the Pope made some statements that have got a lot of people scratching their head. I don't scratch my head because I'm not Catholic. I couldn't care less. But for some reason, the Pope seems to get a lot of press, much more so than me. Some of the stuff that he said, and I mean, I'm looking at his text, and I'm going to read it to you verbatim. And you can try to make as much sense out of it as you want, but it's sort of on this, I don't know what kind of rant this would be. It's sort of about, it's about the war, it's about the Holocaust, it's about gun control, it's about a lot of things. And that's because he's rambling like a senile old man would. But anyway, verbatim, I give to you Pope Francis. I believe this was around Father's Day. And thanks to you, Sarah, passionate about theater. Thank you. I think of Jesus' words to give one's life. We spoke about this now. Often we breathe a sense of mistrust in life. Yes, because there are situations that make us think, but is it worthwhile to live like this? What can I expect from this life? We think in this way of wars. Sometimes I've said we are living in the Third World War, but in pieces. In pieces, there is war in Europe, there is war in Africa, there is war in the Middle East, there is war in other countries. But can I have confidence in such a life? Can I trust the world leaders? When I go to give my vote for a candidate, can I trust that he won't lead my country into war? If you only trust men, you have lost. It makes me think one people, leaders, entrepreneurs that call themselves Christians and produce arms. This gives some mistrust. They call themselves Christians. No, no, Father, I don't produce them. No, no, I only have my savings, my investments in armed factories. And why? Because the interest is somewhat higher. And a double face is also a current coin today, to say something and do another. Hypocrisy. But let's see what happened in the last century. In 1415, there was a great tragedy in Armenia. So many died. I don't know the figure. More than a million, certainly. But where were the great powers of the time? Were they looking elsewhere? Why? Because they were interested in war, their war. And those that died were persons, second-class human beings. Then in the 30s and 40s, the tragedy of the Shoah. The great powers had photographs of the railroad lines that took trains to the concentration camps, such as Auschwitz, to kill the Jews, and also Christians, also the Roma, also homosexuals, to kill them there. But tell me, why didn't they bomb that? Interest. And shortly after, almost contemporaneously, were the lager in Russia, Stalin. How many Christians suffered, were killed? The great powers divided Europe amongst themselves as a cake. So many years have to pass before arriving at certain freedom. It's that hypocrisy of speaking of peace and producing arms, and even selling arms to those, to this one who is at war with that one, and to that one who is at war with this one. Quite the rambling. Quite the rambling. There's two separate and disjointed claims in his little address ditty there. The second one first. That there was some sort of conspiracy among the Allies to avoid bombing the rail lines that took victims to the concentration camps, specifically the death camps located deep inside Poland. One, nobody knew that actually existed in very large part. His claim that he's making is horrible. It's horrible because when we got there, the shock was palatable with what the Allies found, Russian and American and British. The other thing is that these were all deep inside Europe. Now, back then, the B-17s, the B-24s, the Lancasters, and the Halifax heavy bombers, they didn't have the kind of range that you would need for a heavy bomber to penetrate deep into one of those places, bomb it, and then get back. They didn't have that. By the time we were making incursions that deep into the European continent, we were headed to Berlin. We didn't have time to sit down and say, all right, let's get out the bulldozers and let's put us up some airstrips. We got to go on some bombing runs, because we were headed there already. By the time we would have gotten an airstrip finished to launch bombers from, that would... we would have been bombing our own people. Why would we do that? We didn't have air bases on the European continent till very late in the war. And that was just, that was, at that point, that was more of a logistical thing than a military strategic thing. The Allied commanders felt that the best use of their limited bomber fleet was to save lives on all sides, was to attack military targets and destroy the German ability to fight, which hastened the end of the war. The high-altitude strategic bombers lacked the precision to reliably, they weren't, you know, they didn't have laser-guided smart bombs back then. Almost as vile as that is his assertion that firearms manufacturers are somehow bad Christians. Are the Swiss guards that follow him in his little monkey car, you know, the one with the bulletproof glass, are they armed? Are those guys armed? As they roll him down the street like a caged animal, waving with such benevolence? Are they armed in the Vatican? I'm sure they are armed to the teeth in the Vatican. His own private army, the Swiss Guards, have armories full of real, true select fire assault rifles, submachine guns, and other firearms to protect the Vatican and, oh, his pompous Pope self. And the Vatican has their own teachings on armed self-defense and the Catholic belief of just war doctrine. You know, that's in place as well. Perhaps it's time to encourage this aging pontiff to search out retirement, maybe a nice retirement home, maybe on the Mediterranean. I don't know what does being Pope have a good pension plan? Let's get a younger man. Okay, we got to get away from these old guys. Let's get a younger man with a firmer mind and a better grasp of both history and the enshrined beliefs of the Catholic Church, that this Pope clearly does not have any idea what he's talking about. He doesn't understand what he's saying. Let's get somebody in there that actually would, you know what he's doing. I think that's a good idea, don't you? No, wait a minute. There's too much dogma in the way. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a place that, you know, the guys that run it, 80 years of experience purveying, retailing, obtaining ammunition for their customers. And that's how they maintain this 50 million round surplus or supply they keep constantly on hand. And it's the cycle of life. It's coming in, it's going out. It's because of those insane prices. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming from it's a good thing that I'm not in charge of anything. It really is. Because one of the things that I would do if I was in charge is I would get rid of all of these non-governmental agencies and organizations that are out there today, like the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're the ones that got gay rights terrorist Floyd Lee Corkins. They helped him select his targets. Now they have decided to go after Project Appleseed. They have something called the Hate Watch blog, and it begins by noting the arrest of a pair of apparent sovereign citizens in Washington State. They write, a man with ties to militia organizations and nationwide assault rifle training programs faces a murder charge in Washington State in a case that began with an attempted eviction of house squatters. James A. Schratt Fair, 55, and Angelina M. Novelis, 51, were arrested late last week in Okanagan County after two people were struck and run over by a pickup truck while assisting a property owner evict squatters from his property. Deborah Long of Issaquah, Washington, was killed, and George Abrantes of Marysville, Washington, was seriously injured in the incident, the Okanogan County Sheriff's Office reported. The ages of the victims were not released. Fair and Novelis were arrested on charges of first-degree murder and first-degree assault, according to the booking records. In 2010, this is where the SPLC decides they're going to attack Appleseed. 2010, Fair was identified as a trainer for the Appleseed Project, a militia-based training program that urged every citizen to own an AR-15 assault rifle with the goal of teaching every American how to fire a bullet through a man-sized target out to 500 yards. Fair told a reporter for the New York Times, who's writing about Appleseed, the government has quite literally become tyrannical. Okay, where do you start to unwind this one? Let's start with Mr. Fair's involvement with Appleseed. According to Jack Daly, the head of Appleseed, James Fair was briefly associated with Appleseed in Washington State in 2009. Daly sent an email to Bob Owens over at Bearing Arms saying Fair volunteered as an IIT long before the New York Times article was found out, and it was gone long before the New York Times article. What he believes is simply not part of our program, and we make it known to our volunteers that it is not and will not be tolerated. Once we found out about his militia bent, we did two things. One, we dismissed him from the program long before the New York Times guy found him, and two, created our DSB program to ensure that people are promoted to SBs only by trusted people, designated shoot bosses in the program, to avoid a repeat of this. He was an instructor in training, IIT. For a short time, never an instructor. He was ejected from the program once his malicious sympathies became known. They're dishonest. The SPLC is being dishonest here in every regard and characterizing Appleseed. Bob Owens is involved in Appleseed. A lot of you are involved in Appleseed, and this is what I know about Appleseed. It's not a militia-based training program that urged every citizen to own AR-15. I'm not a member of Appleseed. Bob started going to Appleseed in 2012. He's been active within the organization ever since. He's gone from the multi-stage instructor in training program to become a full instructor, a red hat. Now he's running, Bearing Arms full time, and he doesn't have as much time to give to Appleseed anymore. But what is Appleseed? Appleseed is an activity of the Revolutionary War Veterans Association, a civics group that encourages people to get active in politics in a nonpartisan way. Basic rifle marksmanship training is a hook to draw people in to learn about history and their civic responsibility as American citizens to be active in the political process. They also provide Liberty Seeds, where instructors speak to other civic organizations and schools about the American Revolution as both a time in history and as an idea without the marksmanship component. If SPLC was honest, or if they did any basic research, they would know during the introduction to every event that the shoot boss, and that's the instructor that's going to run the event, tells attendees specifically that Appleseed is not a militia and has no ties to militia groups. He or she will politely tell people that if that's what they're expecting, they'll be happy to refund their fee and send them on their way. They are militia-based only by the most tortured of definitions. The extent of their involvement with militias is talking about the various Massachusetts militia units that came together in April of 1775 for Lexington and Concord at that particular time. And they don't urge every citizen to own an AR-15. I don't know why, though. I would. They're platform agnostic, but the only type it actually recommends are semi-automatic magazine-fed 22 rifles. The original Liberty training rifle is a purpose-modified Ruger 10/22. But today, the most common rifles at Appleseed are the Ruger 10/22, the Marlin 795, 22 rifle still built to that Liberty training rifle specification. Shooters do bring AR-15s to the events because they're allowed to use whatever they prefer as long as they're safe and legal. Many prefer rifles with a history among them or behind them, using rifles that may have served this nation and others for a century or more. Some of the rifles you can see at an Appleseed event, but are not limited to these, are like the AR-15, M1 Garand, Mosin Nagant, M1 Carbine. At the vast majority of Appleseed events, the targets are 25 yards, known distance, out to 400 yards. There's events that will have it out to 400 yards, but they're rare. And the primary rifle primarily encouraged for that is the M1 Garand, purchased through the Civilian Marksmanship Program, which is a government program, SPLC. And as for targets, they do use man-sized targets, yeah. They look vaguely like a blob of a head on shoulders, and at 25 yards, they're quite small. They're not man-sized, nowhere. So, why did the SPLC decide to go after Appleseed? Maybe they fear that civic development and that civic involvement and that historical knowledge based on fact and the idea that they teach rifle marksmanship, which is a combat caveat, by the way. Somehow that's detrimental to the kind of world that a left-winger would like to see. Maybe now that makes sense. That's why they're smearing them, because they're teaching them to be good citizens. They're teaching them the history of the country. They're teaching them how to run a gun. And nowhere in their diatribes or any of their lectures or anything is anything going on about we have to take our country back. No. We're just historic. We're about the Revolutionary War and what started all of this, what started this ideal. That's Appleseed. Morris D's, dig a hole, pull yourself in. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lenders License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Goodness gracious. Ammunition Depot. Most of the major calibers that they carry there, their depth of selection in there is astounding. Pages. Pages of choices. High dollar, low dollar. Bulk, especially in self-defense. It doesn't matter. They've got whatever you want. They've got whatever you're looking for. And they've got it at a price that you will love. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. Out there toiling in the democracy, as he would call it, although he knows better. He knows that if he were actually in a democracy, he'd be at home. He's toiling in the Republic. Right now, he's considering a maneuver to force lawmakers to take a side on the expansion of background checks, which is the major priority of quote-unquote gun safety groups, but widely considered a political non-starter. Gun safety groups. A gun safety group would be Appleseed. They teach people how to handle a gun safely, proficiently. A gun control group is what? A freedom, liberty, inhibiting group. That's what Harry Reid is trying to belly up to. He enumerated recent mass shootings on the Senate floor, going to Aurora, Newtown. He said, we can do something about this sad, violent reality. We can expand, for example, background checks for people wanting to buy guns. Is that asking too much? Okay, here's the thing. One, it is a political non-starter. Okay? I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of posturing by politicians. They seem to think that we got all this time in the world. We have an economy that is on a microscopic tip, and it's top heavy, and any minute now, I can just tumble right over. Let's not do something about that. Let's at least do something symbolic about expanded background checks, which would have done they would have done nothing against James Holmes. They would have done nothing against Adam Lanza. They would have done nothing to Dylan Roof. They would have done nothing to Aaron Alexis for various reasons. But the fact of the matter is, all of these headline-grabbing shootings that you see out there, everybody, passed a background check. Okay? Get that straight. Everybody is passing the background check. Expanding the background check to where it takes on personal property, owned property by civilians that don't have a business license, don't have an FFL. That's not where these guys are buying their guns. Okay. Ask the Brady campaign. They know where James Holmes got all of his stuff from. They just tried to get somebody to sue somebody, and now they get to pay the legal fees because it was frivolous. He said later he would support a background check amendment to some future unspecified legislation, even though we may not be able to win that vote. Why do it? You know, Sun Tzu, which supposedly all of these yahoos read. Everybody in business reads Sun Tzu. Everybody in politics reads Sun Tzu. And, of course, everybody in the military reads Sun Tzu. Sun Tzu said, if there's a battle you cannot win, don't fight it. Apparently, that doesn't work in the political world because we got to posture. Why does Reed need to posture? Reed is quitting. This is his last term. He's not going to seek re-election. Where's this need to posture? Is this to try to help out his fellow there's not that much difference, is there? His fellow Democrats on the Senate side, them in the minority right now, is that what he's trying to do to help them out so maybe they can gain support and maybe recapture the upper chamber, which did nothing under his stewardship, not a thing. He said, let's have people belly up to the bar again, see how they respond to their constituents, which overwhelmingly support this. Who? Your constituents don't, Harry. Yours don't. Maybe the constituents in areas like Gotham or L.A. or all of New Jersey or Maryland or something. And I'm not even sure they do. Maybe the governments of those places do. But your major population centers, I'm sorry to say, do not run the country. The major population centers, while they do have more inhabitants in most places, unfortunately, they don't run the country. That's actually part of the Commerce Clause. That's actually one of the things that's supposed to keep from having happen. To where somebody that has more people can't beat up on the little guy. The Republic. So, I don't know who you're talking about. You know, are you still going by the 90% figure? Are you still saying that 90% of the NRA membership supports this? Because the NRA doesn't publish a list of members. His remarks echo those of President Barack Obama, who has tried to get him some gun control so hard, and he's been slapped around. He just can't get it. He realizes that nothing's likely to clear Congress soon, and he said that I say that recognizing the politics in this town foreclose a lot of those avenues right now. That's not going to stop Manchin and Toomey. They will try. I'm sure they, they're discussing it right now, they're saying they don't have any solid plans. But here's the thing. Like I said, we got bigger fish to fry. We got ISIS. We got North Korea. We got Iran. We got the economy. We got the southern border. We got energy. We could obliterate all of those problems with energy. We won't do it. We won't do it because Obama doesn't like fracking, even though fracking does nothing to Gaia. But, hey, we got to do something symbolic. I'm getting tired of the symbolism. Give me a little substance. Could you, would you? Representative Mike Thompson, somehow the chairman of the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, a Democrat from California, said there's little point in introducing gun laws since the GOP leaders are unlikely to call a vote. Jim Clyburn, liberal in Scott's here in South Carolina, said, and he represents part of Charleston, said that he doesn't think anything would happen. He just doesn't think anything would happen. I don't want to see a gun registration. I know exactly where that leads. It has led that way every time. At some point in your benevolence, you will decide that I'm too dangerous to my own self. You will look upon your registry. You will see that I have 5.5 guns, and then you will try to come and get them. The only problem is that here in the United States, that's a logistical non-starter for you. And it is constitutional for you to do so. I don't think the background check system is constitutional. There are a lot of people that say, oh, Bill, don't you want people? We don't want to sell guns to felons. They got them anyway. They have them anyway. Does it matter where they get them? They've already got them. And they're not looking for AR-15s and Barrett rifles and FNFALs and AK-47s. They want a little gun. They want a gun they don't care about throwing away. They want a Jennings. They want an Ivor Johnson. They want a High Point. They're not in it because of their love of guns. They're in it because of their love of crime. The gun is a tool. Just like it is for me. The gun is a tool because I don't love crime and I don't want anybody to commit any against me, so I have a gun. But getting out there being flanked, all these lawmakers getting together, sitting there with the ties on so tight that it looks like they're about to strangle, and them saying, we're going to do something symbolic, nothing of any substance, hasn't got a snowball's chance, but hey, you know what? We're going to do it anyway. Because we got nothing but time. Time here. We don't have anything but time. We have far from anything but time. Any day now, something is going to happen here in these United States, and it will be because of a liberal policy which allowed it to happen. It will be because the GOP didn't stop something when they could have. It'll be because of government. It won't be Native Americans doing it either. It will be foreigners, not naturalized foreigners. Naturalized foreigners love this country way beyond anything you could possibly imagine. No matter what color they are, no matter where they come from, they love this country. They love being here. They love you. Won't be them. It'll be the people that we've allowed to come in. It'll be because of the politicians and the government that has looked the other way or actually encouraged this. And it will be you and me that will be out there trying to make sure those checks don't get cashed. Coming up next from the Firearms Coalition, it will be Chris Knox on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.